The new House of Representatives taking the oath of office today included 53 new members, 33 of them Republicans. Among their ranks is Thaddeus McCotter from the suburbs of Detroit. McCotter is 37, a family man, a lawyer, and a former member of the Michigan State Senate. But in the first of her stories on congressional freshman life, NPR's Andrea Seabrook discovers that McCotter also has a less conventional side.
Thaddeus McCotter props a steel string guitar on one knee. Suddenly, the distinguished gentleman from Michigan is a rhythm king from Motown.
Beatles, Stones, I love to play like The Who. Townsend is just fun to play. We used to be in a band. We'd go from Elvis Presley to Elvis Costello. We just wanted to play rock and roll, and we did.
McCotter is a Republican with a twist. As he sets up shop in Capitol Hill's Cannon House office building, Beatles and Rolling Stones songbooks stand next to presidential biographies on his Chippendale bookshelves. His office, not yet quite furnished, already has a boombox at one end of the room spinning a Bob Dylan live CD. It's hard to miss the point that McCotter loves music. Leaning forward in his chair, he says, "A few Americans can quote a congressman, but anyone can quote a Beatles tune." To McCotter, that means popular music might just be more important than the work he'll do here in the Capitol.
My Washington staff thinks that that's insane, but, I mean, whenever I get asked the question, who are your political heroes, I say, well, you know, Dylan and Lennon and those people weren't politicians.
But McCotter is a politician, and he is very serious about the issues that brought him here, especially what he calls onerous regulations and other obstacles to the pursuit of the American dream.
I think that generally, the fundamental, my view of government is that government should do only those things that are absolutely necessary. So I think with a lot of the social programs from the 60s, they were exceedingly well-intentioned, but their practical implementation actually wound up being counterproductive.
Today was swearing-in day in Congress. The floor of the House of Representatives was jam-packed with the 435 members, while their families and supporters watched from the gallery above. McCotter's very first vote is to elect a Speaker of the House. The clerk calls his name, and McCotter shouts from the back of the chamber.
McCotter!
Hastert!
And McCotter is on the winning team. He votes for the holdover speaker from the last Congress, Illinois Republican Dennis Hastert, who wins on every Republican vote and takes the gavel. Hastert then swears in the rest of the House, freshmen included.
Do you solemnly swear that you will support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic, that you will bear true faith and allegiance to the same, that you take this obligation freely, without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion, and that you will well and faithfully discharge the duties of the office on which you are about to enter. So help you God.
I do.
Congratulations, you are now members of the 108th Congress.
McCotter's wife Rita and their three kids cheer and clap as Thaddeus McCotter says, "I do." Rita McCotter shepherds the kids between the office and all the ceremonies. She says she's excited for her husband, and all of the hubbub is exhilarating. But she's also a little wary.
We always joke that had we not known each other before all this, I don't know if we'd ever get together, because that's just, you don't know, are you marrying me for the power? Are you marrying me, you know? But it's an experience, but it's also a way of life.
Thaddeus and Rita McCotter signed the lease last week on a 400-square-foot efficiency apartment near the Capitol building. They're sleeping on the futon while the kids get sleeping bags on the floor. They are 5-year-old Amelia, who says her dad is strong.
He can carry stuff, like people.
7-year-old Timothy, also known as Beastly Sweet.
Beast, he always calls me Beast, because it's my nickname. Beast!
And 10-year-old George, who already has economic plans for his dad's agenda.
Lower taxes. Lower it by 50%.
But Rita McCotter and the kids aren't staying in Washington. They're on their way back to Michigan, and McCotter looks forward to going home on the weekends to see his family and constituents. Thaddeus McCotter doesn't yet know which committees he'll be on or what his agenda will be, other than supporting President Bush's economic policies. He's not even sure how to describe what kind of Republican he is.
So I don't believe in pigeonholing people or parties or ideology. And certainly in the world of politics, the more people talk, the less I tend to listen. And I view what they do rather than what they say as being dispositive.
So how does that mean that you will approach this first week?
With caution, if not trepidation.
McOtter's campaign pledges included working to protect Social Security, provide educational opportunities for children, outlaw abortion, and cut taxes. That should be enough to keep him busy in the early going, but he still expects to make time for a few licks on the guitar. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, The Capitol.